And tonight we have a speaker who has graciously come all the way from Minnesota, right?
Right.
And this is Earl. And he's going to present to us the all cool KNFB reader phone and some other scanning things. Is that right, Earl?
All I have for the scanner is the KNFB reader.
Oh, okay.
I misunderstood the presentation, but I'm going to spend a little time touching on some of the other ones.
Okay.
As well as some of the other options that are available as well. So I apologize for that. I should have brought at least one more. iPal is one that we also represent, but it just somehow I was on the plane and I thought, it's like one of those dull kind of moments when you're too far gone to do anything about it. So I do apologize for that, but let me just go out. Are we done with introductions all the way around?
No.
Okay.
They're late.
Okay. Well, when they come in, everybody, shoot a glare in their direction.
Yeah.
Again, my name is Earl Harrison, and I work for a little company called Handytech North America, based out of New Brighton, Minnesota, formerly known as Triumph Technology. So back in the mid-90s, I worked for a little company called Freedom of Speech for about a year. And when I was approached by Ted Henter, anybody remember Henter Joyce?
Yep.
Before Freedom Scientific.
Yes, before mm-hmm. Freedom Scientific. At the Close the Gap Conference in Minnesota, that happens in October every year, and he says, Earl, it's going to get pretty cold here in the next couple of months. And I said, I know, but I've got a job, I'm fine, I'm good. Thanks for thinking about me. The following Monday, I received a phone call from the then general manager, Jerry Bowman, who said, I know you got the job. I know you said, Toad said you were happy doing what you needed, what you were doing, but just come out, And I did, of course. I mean, as I knew, I would get hooked by the weather and by the hospitality and the opportunity. So needless to say, I went to work for Henter Joyce in 97, where I worked alongside with the development staff on developing the first talking installation. And it became known as the Voice of JAWS. If you remember the first version of JAWS, version 3.2, that had the talking installed and allowed a blind person to install the software independently with voice cues. And some of them were kind of silly, like, please relax while Dr. JAWS is I don't sound like that anymore. And they kicked me off in version, I think it was 6.1, finally. Like 6 years later, they finally kicked me off. So that's a little bit about my background. Now, when I left Freedom Scientific, when I went through different charges with Freedom Scientific. I was a trainer. I was a distance learning project manager for a while. And then for the last year, I was with them in 2001. I was a regional manager. And I had Missouri and Kansas was in my territory. I covered the entire Pacific Northwest and South Central United States. I had 17 states in my territory at this time, and was on the road for about 85% of the time, I think. And the Minnesota STAR program, which is the assistive technology project the state has, an assistive technology project, made me an offer, an unsolicited offer to be their assistive technology specialist. And it's just like, I don't know, more money, better benefits, no road. It's kind of a no-brainer for me. And so I'm a physician. And with the knowledge that the assistive technology project was scheduled to sunset in 2003. Anyways, they gave me a year, basically. I said, all right, fine, I'll do something else after I do this for a while. And of course, that project in 2005 was re-upped, and I said, I'm out of here. And I started my own company called Triumph Technology as the only employee. Now, almost 3 years later, we've got 6 employees. And we have become the exclusive master distributor for a line of really high-end Braille displays from a company called Handytech out of Germany, Germany. So we're really happy about that. Some of you may be familiar with the Braille Star, the Easy Braille, Braille Eno, displays like that. And I'll just touch on those really very briefly. I don't know what other Braille display that actually uses user replaceable batteries, but AA and AAA batteries. So if your batteries die when you're out and about, you can just swap them out and you're good to go. No shipping it off anywhere. But over the last 3 years, we've also gained quite a reputation as, I venture to say that the leading providers of mobile solution for people who are blind, because we kind of become known as the phone people, the phone company for people who are blind, and with MobileSpeak, MobileSpeak Pocket, and MobileSpeak Smartphone. So the KNFB reader, which now exists on a smartphone, albeit a Symbian smartphone, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, was really a quite natural, a natural fit for us, lack of a better word. A couple of years ago at CSUN, one of my dealers, Carl Smith from Utah, sat next to me at a presentation. And you know, Carl? And he said, Earl, this is the most awesome technology that you'll ever see. And he handed me the KNFB reader, the first one. Anybody here own the KNFB reader? The first one. Not voices, not hands.
No.
No?
Okay. Wish.
Wish, okay. And I said, wow, that's really cool. What else does it do? And he says, what do you mean, what else does it do? It's like, well, you know, here's the deal, Carl. It's really cool that the guys such as yourself can, and I know several consumers purchase the KNFB reader as well, can afford to buy these devices that just do one thing and one thing only. And I'm just tired of having to buy, I don't want to carry another device with me that does one thing. So he's like, well, it's really an amazing device. And I pointed it on the wall and it read all the tape, the spines of the reel-to-reel tapes that I had up on the wall. It was really awesome. That's great. But now you've got this pretty big PDA with a pretty high-end expensive camera that does one thing. So when I got the call this last October to become one of a very few select folks to participate on the beta team for the KNFB reader, I said, sure, that sounds great. And I was not real, I wasn't jumping out of my chair like, wow, this is great, this is awesome. And a couple days later, I received the phone. Actually, the phone that I'll be showing you tonight, their engineers are brilliant at KNFB reading technology, but they have a little bit to learn about packing material, because this thing came flying across the country, and it was about an 8x11x4 box with zero packing materials, no box. It was just kind of floating around, bouncing around with a with the power cable and the USB cable. Absolutely, that was it. That was all that was in the box.
That's part of the beta test.
That was part of their quality control. And I'd say, and the fact that I'm using it today is pretty good testimony about the quality. And of course, we're talking the Nokia phone here, We're talking about a company that's obviously been around that really knows how to build a phone. Now, this phone is, I won't pass it around in the beginning here. Hello, your phone is now ready. Okay, so, hello, girl, your phone is now ready, is what it said. And I'm on the home screen of the N82 here. Now, we are, like I said, I'm going to get into the KNFB reader here. But my point here is that now I have a device, and it's just mind-boggling what you can do with this thing. that's about 4 inches long, 2.5 inches across, and about an inch thick. It fits in my shirt pocket. That is my reading machine. It's my GPS navigation. It's my organizer, my calendar appointments, my contacts, my notes, my voice notes. Pardon me?
I said squeal.
Voice. It's
he's going to leap on you in a
second. It's got web accessibility. I can actually go out and fill out a form online using Talk as the screen reader. And, of course, the text messaging and the list is audible player. The list goes on and on.
Mm. Braille display, right? Bluetooth?
Yeah, absolutely. You can use a Bluetooth.
I didn't want to ask you at the wrong time, but you did mention the Braille displays earlier. What is the smallest Braille display that you have?
The smallest Braille display that we have is probably the Brailleino. Well, it is the Brailleino. It's a 20-cell Braille display, but it has internal functionality. It's got a little note taker and a calculator, scheduler, clock account, things like that. It's a 20-cell, and if you're familiar with the Braille Star, it's essentially a Braille Star in a much, much smaller form factor. It's got all the same functionality. When I first booted up my phone, it said, "Hello, earlier, phone is now ready." So we've taken the idea of personalizing a person's phone to the ridiculous degree.
Question for you?
But these are so popular, these phones have become so popular, I can tell you, we've sold many, many phones in the last couple of months. And you can see how easy it would be when people say, can I see that, what's that phone? And you're in a gathering or something like a convention or something, how you can mix your phone up with other people's phones. And isn't it nice that when you boot it up that it says your name?
Question, before you get into the reader itself, can you just talk a little bit about operating systems? When I was looking at this, I got kind of scared because it was a Symbian operating system. And I don't know the difference between the Windows and the Symbian systems.
Boy, I tell you, when people ask me, too, if what should I get? It's like, I don't know. What do you want to do? It's kind of my first
reaction. I was concerned because of,
it's valid because Symbian, I can tell you that we in the United States have really embraced the Windows Mobile environment, that Windows Mobile smartphone and Windows Mobile Pocket PC platforms. Symbian, for a while there, probably a couple of years, kind of fell by the wayside because Windows Mobile is really coming into vogue, and it worked really well. I mean, it's a Microsoft application working with a Microsoft, and working with a computer that has Microsoft Windows in it. Things are pretty seamless with that operating system. I love Windows Mobile. Microsoft Voice Command rocks. It's much better than the Symbian platform. But yes, Symbian's been around for a long time. It is it's a very efficient operating system. Not real crashy. I would say that it's probably less crashy than the Windows Mobile operating system.
I thought it was easier to navigate.
It's very consistent in its user experience. You're right. It's very, very easy to navigate. However, once you use the Windows operating system, it's fine.
So there's a PC suite and Place Active Sync, essentially?
Exactly. And PC suite for so long, I've spent hours on my computer making up words because I couldn't get it to do what I wanted it to do. But now it's with the latest release of PC Suite, finally they came out with something that's reasonable, where you can actually synchronize your data over Bluetooth, which is dangerous to do. I actually sold my N95 to a friend of mine. Thank God it was a friend, because before I sold it to him, I wanted to check out one thing. I cleared off the phone. I completely cleared the phone off, all my credit card information and all my contacts and things like that. And then I said, I got to check something out and turn it on. And then I got a call from him a week later. He said, "Earl, you know, I could have gone shopping today." And I said, "What?" He goes, "Well, you got all your credit card information, and who are these people on my phone?" You know. So it's just like, when I booted up my phone, it synchronized automatically all my contacts and stuff back onto the phone without my knowledge, which was scary because my computer was in the next room when it happened. So my phone didn't give me any indication that it was going on. But anyways, getting back to the concern, Windows, The latest version of the Symbian platform is, the N82 is called a Series 63rd edition phone. And some of you might be familiar with like the second edition phones, like the 6620 that AT&T used to distribute, the Tox and the 6680. Again, now they're really packing a punch with high-end hardware, a 5 megapixel camera, Xenon flash, 100 meg of memory, and a 2 gig, I mean, that comes standard with every N82. And the Windows Mobile platform, there are some phones out there that are approaching those specs, but they're not quite there. And I can guarantee you when they get there, when there's finally a Windows Mobile device that's reasonably priced, somewhat reasonably priced, that meets those hardware specifications, you can bet the KNFB Reading Technology is going to be right there to port their software over to that environment, because they have no loyalty to Symbian. They don't care if it's the N82 or the Windows Mobile operating system. All they want to do is give people, people who have print impairments, a means of accessing print. This phone is in the GSM network, so that's going to be T-Mobile or AT&T in the United States. I can tell you that I've got several people, just like they purchased the KNFB Reader, who are purchasing the KNFB Reader Mobile on the Symbian phone with absolutely no intention of ever switching over to AT&T or T-Mobile. They just want a reader.
So okay, we said, they're just buying the phone for the reader.
Just for the reader.
Yes. Wow.
Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they just buy the reader if they were not going to switch over?
Why wouldn't they just buy the what? The reader, the original reader, you mean? Like the classic?
Yeah, the classic one.
The classic is, they don't make them anymore. And the reason they don't make them anymore is because the performance of the KNFB Reader Mobile that comes on the 6680 or the N82 is superior. It's actually outperforms. And this is backed up by, we've probably done a dozen trade-ins for our customers on the Classic. There's a trade-in program for those of you who own the KNFB Reader Classic. These people with 2 years of experience, they're saying, the new reader outperforms the Classic hands down. So, which is amazing to me because I don't have much experience with the Classic. But they did. So that's really impressive. So, it's like, why have a phone if you're not going to use the phone feature? You know, because they just want the reader.
Thank you very much.
They were willing to spend $3,500 on the reader when it first came out. A year later, it came down to $2,500, and now you can buy a reader for just under $2,200. So you see the prices are coming down.
Question?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned briefly about the currency reader and color.
Determination,
software. Now, is that built in? Is that something you have to?
Well, that is something that I think I may even be premature on because it's on the roadmap for the KNFB.
Oh, it's not there yet.
No. Money identification is here now.
Is there?
Yeah.
So,
do you think
it would
be the point where they'll have us
first
phone with this?
Yes. Cool. I do. Cool. I don't think it's too far off this future. I think they're going to have.
You know which phone they might?
Oh, no. There's no way I'd know. They're coming out with new phones all the time. It has to meet the minimum specifications, which, as I mentioned before, is the 5 megapixel camera and the Xenon flash, at least, and some other criteria that only the engineers understand who develop this stuff. But I can guarantee that you'll see a lot more devices coming on board. In the beginning, it's going to be a lot, probably more Symbian phones, but you know that they're going to be moving over to the Windows platform. They have to, because it doesn't make sense for them not to. But
first, always internet is my contact. P1. Reader, P2, access.
You can hear that I've got my soft key is assigned. The left soft key, otherwise known as P1, is assigned to the reader. The right soft key is assigned to Access, which is Wayfinder Access, GPS navigation software, a program that works really quite well. So we have bundle packages that include either the reader, of course, your choice of talks or mobile speak, and whether you might want Wayfinder, and of course you can accessorize with a wireless Bluetooth keyboard or headset, just like that. But let me just go ahead and launch the reader. Since this is supposed to be about OCR stuff.
Hello,
after all.
I'm going to say I'm not theory or mobile.
Ready.
Okay. Hello, I'm the KNFB Reader Mobile, and it says, let me know when it's ready here. Most of the time when I'm using the thing, I just shoot and click. We just released a newsletter recently, maybe some of you read it, and I tell a story about how I was walking out of the church a couple weeks ago, and I was with a friend. I play on praise team. I play drums. I'm the loudest guy in the church. And he was walking behind me and said, "Oh, wait a minute, I want to read this." And I pointed at it and I snapped the picture. And he's like, "Ha ha, very funny. Yeah, that's hilarious." And then all of a sudden, this thing started reading what I just took a picture of. And it was on a just scotch taped to a glass door. And it just made him do a double take. He actually, I don't think I ever saw this particular person speechless before. He just turned on his heel, he went back to the door as it was still swinging shut, and he read it, and he was listening to my phone at the same time. He goes, "That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen before." But the types of things that you can read, it's still very much in the pioneer stages because people... they ask, "Can you read this? Can you read that?" It's like, "I don't know, try it sometime. If you can read it, then yeah, you can read it." A guy called me up on the phone a few weeks back and said, "Well, can you read your computer screen?" And I had my laptop sitting in front of me. I said, "Oh, no, let me see." And I snapped the picture and started reading the icons on my computer screen.
Okay.
I can't get that to do it reliably, but it did it that day. When I was doing a presentation for Ministry of State Services for the Blind, I was standing about 8 feet away from a picture that was hanging next to the door, and within the picture was a sign with their mission statement, and it has a glass encasement. Of course, you've got the fluorescent lights bouncing off of the glass. And I pointed in the general direction of the picture. I snapped the image and started reading the sign flawlessly. And I saw that happen with Jim Gashel at the KNFB Reader Group. He sat back and from about 10 feet away, took a picture of their backdrop, and it started reading pretty impressively from 10 feet away. So there's all kinds of things, all kinds of applications that you can do with this thing. And the beauty of it is it's just easy to use. Okay, who has something to read? Print. Any? Oh, wait a minute.
I have something to read.
Do you?
Yeah.
I wish I brought a louder speaker.
While you're setting up to do that.
Oh, set up. I'm waiting for you.
Right here. Yeah, while she snaps. I mean, while you snap before.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to ask, what is the eligibility for software updates going to be with purchase of this product?
For the first year, it's going to be free. The updates are going to be free.
That page right here is open.
Oh, so she's opening it to a page here. I'm going to slap this down on the table. And I'm going to line up the top of the phone with the top of the page, with the phone
is
still
it
sitting.
Here?
Huh?
Is it a book?
Yeah.
It's a book, yeah. So I've got it in the center of this book, and this is like a smaller book.
And at the top of the page.
And at the top part, at the top of the page. And I'm going to press the down arrow. And then I'm going to lift up the phone and back it off a little bit so it has the full view of the book in it. It takes the picture.
It'll take it when it's ready then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reprocessing picture of books, articles, and labels format. Camera is 2 degrees clockwise relative to the page.
So not bad. 2 degrees
not
clockwise.
Not bad. Good
for you. David Arnold, Barry Arnold. Table of Palettes. Brief summary travel itinerary. Green room checklist. Get in ready travel documents. Stay connected at seaport directions. Transfer voucher. Green cruise. Transfer voucher. Post cruise. E-tip.
Somebody's going on a cruise. Now if I want to restart the reading, I just press it again.
E-tip is an itinerary ship information explorations. Information Cosmo, Mexico, Georgetown, Tramp, Cayman Lab AD, Hey, Yacho, Reese, Jamaica, Guadalcanal, Florida, D, Caribbean, Visa, credit card, T, clearance.
Oh, get that number.
It's amazing. It's so reading it.
So that's pretty. That was pretty fast. That was pretty
very fast.
How big a page can you cover with that, or is it depending on how?
You know, I would read a newspaper.
You could do like legal size documents.
Yeah, because you could back off file to get the view. And I turn the page now. I don't know, it's on this page. It will actually also notify you of whether it's upside down. And of course, you heard that.
Can you use it to read separate words, spell things?
Yeah, you can use it to. You can actually set the navigation parameter to the character, word, paragraph. Sentence. I think that they're going to kind of beef that up over time so you have more control. But right now, I've got it set to sentence, so if I right arrow.
End of text.
That's at the end of text. So I was already.
Information possible Mexico, Georgetown, Grand Cayman, Lat AD.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm reading one sentence at a time. I agree with you. I think that, well, you can really.
You know, just if you wanted to spell a word or something.
Yeah, not yet. It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you. So if I want to learn, if I didn't have very good results, I might want to find out what the heck I did wrong. And in that situation, I would go ahead and poise the camera how I wanted to take the picture. And actually, I'm having trouble holding this page back because it's kind of a bouncy page. So I'm going to hold it down. And this time, instead of pressing the down arrow key, I'm going to press the up arrow. It's going to give me some
physical text.
Oh.
David Arnold Terry.
I'm going to back out here. I've got to press stop
ready.
To back out here. So it says I'm ready. I'm going to press.
Speak and cancel.
Okay, up arrow.
Field of view report. Flash will activate.
Again, a field of view report. So it's going to give me some stats about what it is I'm looking at here.
Please maintain position. Obtain alignment. Bottom and left edges are visible. 70% filled, rotated 6 degrees counterclockwise.
So that tells me that I probably ought to move the camera up a little bit and further to the right, because bottom and left edges were visible. So I'm going to do this again. Field of view report.
Field of view report.
And if I had some level of low vision, some functional level of vision, I could.
Please maintain position. Obtain alignment.
I could see the image by using.
Bottom and top edges are visible. 44% filled, rotated 1 degree counterclockwise.
So, that's actually not very good. It must be a picture. Is there a picture on there or something?
Let me see.
Yeah, okay. So there probably wasn't a lot of text on there.
Here, there's a page. I just opened it up to the middle.
Okay.
I'll get some
to the front. Can we need something? Yeah, would you like to read something different?
Here.
While you're setting that up, I was under the impression that you could
do
word by word reading
table.
Of the screen reader itself. Is that not right?
The KNFB reader is a self voicing application. So when I'm listening to right now is the
reader itself.
The reader itself.
But isn't there a way to save it as a file?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Then you have more functionality, right?
Exactly. Then you would have more control over it because you'd be reading it with mobile speaker,
right.
With talks.
That's
a good point.
Okay. That last page you were wondering about, my daughter's over here, and she said it looked like it had an address centered at the top by itself,
okay.
And then below it had rest of the text, like it was kind of far separated.
Oh, okay. So, you see you have another document here?
It's a small medicine box.
Okay, a little medicine box here. And this is great because
read everybody's credit.
It's pretty funny
so
when I understand conventions.
Word by word.
At HIA and
yeah,
C-Center class, people kept shoving things at me.
Let's put it into another.
Back up.
Taken picture.
Okay. So those of you who can't see, there's actually
books, articles, and labels format.
That's what I mean by the Xenon flash. There's actually a flash
to the
page.
Yeah.
Saturday, 816-333-4330-4E. Pepper Animal Clinic, 72 Hardy Wommel Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 641144. DVMN. 424-88.
So there's a great example of being able to identify a product. And if you have some questions about what it is. So that's cool.
Now, was that
a bottle.
Prescription?
A box.
It was a prescription box.
Can it read like a little a bottle, you know, with a rounded edge and all?
It does, but your results will vary depending on where, you know, the text starts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can identify a bottle or something.
You have to fiddle with it, but it can read the curvature.
How much of a skew does it compensate for? How far can you skew the camera and still get a...
Well, I've been in the 90s and still got a read.
Really?
On some things, yeah. The last thing we just read was 15 degrees.
So what's the point of the field report? Just positioning that and skewing?
Yeah, exactly. The field review report is going to tell you the angle that you're at and so forth.
Okay.
So, you know, I spent a lot of time on the road, and I feel so liberated because... Yeah, first thing I did when I got into my hotel room, there were signs on the door, and I got to read that they were their policies and the fire, you know, what to do in case of a fire. And a lot of hotels have menus laying around and things like that. So it's very liberating to be able to take something that you carry around with you anyways, in a lot of places, your cell phone, and use it to actually read things like, is this the decaffeinated coffee or is it the regular coffee? Oh, that's just totally crazy.
I amen to that. I've got to know about that caffeine.
Yeah, that would be a high point.
Or is this the shampoo or the...
or lotion.
I just wanted to make a comment. I did see a demonstration of course, Wild Reader Classic, and was pretty disappointed, and I'm thinking, this thing weighs 5 or 7 pounds. You're going to hurt your wrist trying to hold the thing up long enough to take the picture. And it would take 30 seconds to a minute to process the picture, and then it would error out. And I'm thinking, they're never going to perfect this technology. And I'm sitting here listening to you do this with this thing, and I'm completely blown away. I mean...
Well, it blew me away.
One year later. It's
two things that came out this year that made me smile. This and the Victor Reader Stream.
Yeah.
And because it's so refreshing to see just innovation in this industry from time to time. You think, are they ever going to come out with something new? It's $2,200 without the screen reader. We've got like programs for we've got different bundle packages. For example, if you wanted talks or mobile speak, the package is $24.95. So it's still what it costs for what they're now calling the Classic. It's the same price, but you can do like zillions of things more with it than you could ever do with the Classic, obviously. And by the way, for everybody in this room here tonight, and the offer I will extend for the next 30 days, anybody who wants to buy a KNFB reader, I will throw in a screen reader for free.
Are you sure?
That's a $300 off the cost of the bundle package. That's just because I do this for the computer users group. You're the second computer users group that I've offered this to in the last week.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How would you decide which screen reader to choose?
That's a good question. And you know what? I'm just envision myself torched and Brad on one side of me, ready to box me in my ears, and from Nuance Technology for talks Nuance, and Edward Sanchez on the other side, ready to box me in my other ear, because these guys do not like the fact that I am selling both of their competitors, you know, their products. But the fact is, we are believers in consumer choice. And there are some things that MobileSpeak does that ours doesn't do. For example, if you are an avid Braille user, I'm still not thrilled with the way MobileSpeak works on the N82, but I think with the Wayfinder, using the Wayfinder access with a Braille display, or use it for text messages and things like that, you can actually input in grade 2 Braille using MobileSpeak. You can't do that with Talks. It's not a possibility.
Which one is the new one? I always get confused between the two of them. Which is the one that just came out?
Well, they've both been around for a while.
The one that AT&T is pushing.
The AT&T mobile speed, yeah.
And you say that's the better one?
For Braille input is a better one.
Okay.
Now, and I've got both of them. I've got licensed copies of both of those programs on my phone, of course. You'll probably notice that I use Talks. And the reason I like to use Talks is because I feel like there's some continuity between the text-to-speech engine, which is Eloquence, inside the KMFB reader. And, of course, it's Eloquence that's also being used in the Talks reader. So I like that continuity. MobileSpeak uses DeckTalk, and I'm just not a huge fan of DeckTalk. Might be a silly reason for some people, but I like my Eloquence.
Well, I like my Eloquence too. I use JAWS and so.
And also, MobileSpeak, you cannot browse the web on Symbian 9 phone using MobileSpeak. You cannot browse the web with a Symbian 9 phone using MobileSpeak. You can do it on the Symbian 8 phones, the older, the second edition.
But this is a 9.
This is 9. You go to a web page, and I had my girlfriend's sighted daughter looking at the screen as I was navigating. She was reading it out loud where I was, but sure, darn if my screen reader was not reading it where I was.
So Talkswell?
Talkswell. Talkswell also tell you the time when you do the command to tell the time. And I don't wear a watch, so I use my phone to tell me the time all the time.
Well, that's right, like insert a 12.
I'm pointing the sounds at the code factor as well. It's real. It's when you try to tell the time of MobileSpeak, it's just real choppy sounding, and a lot of times you can't even distinguish what it's trying to say.
MobileSpeak has the per person that the license goes with the person and not with the phone now. And Talks. Yeah. You have to buy it again every time you buy a new phone.
Yeah. MobileSpeak. Now you're referring to what they've done, and I think it's brilliant on code coverage part. Is they've got something called user-centered licensing, where you can actually deactivate your license on one device and activate another device. That is right now only available on the Windows Mobile platform, not available with MobileSpeak on the Symbian platform. So whenever you want to transfer a license, it doesn't cost quite as much as it does if you... a transfer with Talks is like $100. A transfer with MobileSpeak is $100. But Talks also does an upgrade fee. They charge for upgrades. The MobileSpeak doesn't charge for upgrades. So those are other things to consider.
Do you think Talks will ever support Braille displays?
Well, they support Braille now. In fact, the HandyTech Braille displays that we distribute are the first Braille displays ever supported by Talks, because Torsten Brand and HandyTech were just very, very close back in the day when he was developing Talks. They support grade 2 output now, and they do not support grade 2 input. I think that it would be up to HandyTech in Germany, the manufacturers, to include that into their driver. Not Talks. Unfortunately, I don't see that happening because here in the United States, you can't get away with not having grade 2. In Europe, it's quite a different story. They really don't care about grade 2. But MobileSpeak is, Code Factory is a European company too, but they recognize the need for grade 2 Braille. But okay, let me take a picture of this document. I almost forgot. So what I have here, what looks like a receipt. And I can tell you that something, a piece of paper like this, I will emerge from my pocket any day of the week. What the heck it is.
It's only so many ways that you can fold something to remember.
Don't forget the money.
So I'm about a foot up from the document, probably maybe 10 inches or so.
Reprocessing picture of books, articles, and labels format.
What other formats are there?
Is it family dollar stores, my family one wide. My family one wide and one man, thank you. 816-92B088575 Prospect Alley, Kansas City, 064-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-
01 0 5 1 5 6 3 2 3 million 4 hundred 2 thousand 60 1 3 million 1 thousand 18 tax 1 total debit. Well, I can't make sense of that, but at least for identification purpose, I know what it is now, and I know where it came from. Mm-hmm. Which to me, that's worth a lot right there. Mm-hmm. Is that your?
Oh, that was mine.
Oh, that's your receipt.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. Same turn. That which you have right there in your hand, all everything that you have in all your accessible applications, whatever else, what are you looking at right there in the price? Exactly what you have in your hand, but everything that you have there.
If you were to get the buying talks in a bundle with Mobile Speak, actually brings the cost down. A little bit, not Mobile Speak, talks with Wayfinder Access brings it down because there's actually a bundle cost for it. We just sold a bundle to somebody that they've got the Canopy Reader, Mobile, the phone, Wayfinder Access, Talks for, it was $26.95.
Right there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then if they wanted an external GPS receiver, because this actually has an internal GPS receiver that does a pretty nice job, actually.
What's the difference between, external, internal, you're saying just this is built into it?
Yeah, there's an internal GPS receiver on board the N82,
okay.
Right? So it's not really necessary to buy an external receiver. I recommend it because the battery consumption of the internal receiver, it just makes sense. You're using a lot more juice when you're
how many Bluetooth applications can you run?
I consistently do use my Braille display and my headset at the same time, or I consistently use my Bluetooth headset along with my with my keyboard. Yeah, I do have a little Nokia keyboard here as well. So
how big is that external GPS?
The external one? It's about 2 inches long, 2 inches by an inch and a half by maybe an inch.
Do they use? Is it compatible with a lot of different GPS receivers?
Oh yeah, you can take your receiver that you got with your Pac-Man or your Trekker or whatever. And it's all the same stuff.
Yeah.
All interchangeable. Yeah.
And you were saying the reason why you did that is because some type of
the reason I use external. Yeah, because you think about the external GPS receiver has its own battery.
Right.
When you're using the internal GPS receiver, you're constantly scanning for satellites and draining the batteries on the phone. Now, a friend of mine said that they were on the bus and they were in and out using GPS and they were online and stuff, and they got home and they were down to one bar. And the most you can get for battery life on these is the scale is from 1 to 7. So she was almost out completely of her battery life, but she said, you know what? I used this thing to death today, and it lasted all day. Mm. She was thrilled with that. You can go days between using the GPS application, days between maybe using a Bluetooth keyboard or whatever. You can go 2-3 days without having to put this thing on the charger.
You're already doing currency identification. You're not doing colors yet.
Correct. In fact, that's a good demo. Does anybody have any money?
I have money.
Not anymore.
Am I going to get it back?
That's how he makes a living.
You could earn beer like this, couldn't you? Yeah. Exactly. I used to have people drop pools and get beer.
Now, I got to say, and Jim Gashel, he's the Vice President of Business Development for Kurzweil Reader Technology. I call him up and tell him, this is an awesome product. This is really incredible. I can't believe this device, but you know what? The currency identification sucks. He just said, Earl, what, you're killing me. What are you talking about? He goes, Earl, you're doing it wrong. He's just like, I don't think so. I've heard the guy who did the tape, Mr. Gashel, he actually did the audio tutorial. And I'm doing it just the way he told me to do it. He goes, Earl, if you can't get an accurate scan 9 out of 10 times, we're going to meet at CSUN. You're going to do this. If you don't get an accurate scan 9 out of 10 times, I will buy you a steak dinner. And we never got a chance to do that. But I can tell you, he would have owed me some steaks. You got some ways to go, and I've been razzing him about it. We're going to try to going to read this money. Isn't that just so flattering of me to say that about their product? So let's see how we do with this one. The command to do this is just zero. So I'm going to hold it just like the guy says, about 6 inches away. And I'm going to press the zero.
Take a picture.
Which is usually equal to the amount of money I have in my pocket in any given time.
No orientation detected for U.S. currency. Reprocessing image.
Let's try to say it anyway. It's going to
reprocessing image.
It's reprocessing
this
image.
This is our 1 out of 10 times.
Not matched.
Not matched. Okay, so let's try this again. I'm going to try a little further away. I'm going to try the other side.
Take a picture.
Thank goodness.
Kind of like trying to run money into a machine, isn't it? You know how you get
Yeah.
Detecting orientation. Processing U.S. currency image. Please wait. $5.
Okay.
Second try.
Pretty good.
Can you purchase the phone? Is there like MP3 demos or something, or a CD or something?
Yeah, in fact, when we said we're pretty. What's the word? We're kind of anal about the way we put together a bundle package. We want to make sure to try to minimize support calls as best we can. So we actually provide a CD, the MP3 demo of me that actually describes the phone, the different buttons on the phone, the different commands you can do, and I do a few scans. So one's a money, one's a box, one's like a glossy page. One's like a regular page. And we also include the actual manual of the NAD2 itself in an accessible format. We converted, as well as the documentation for whatever screen reader and the latest version of Nokia PC Suite comes with the CD as well.
You said that you can set your options up and whatnot in PC Suite. It's dual.
Yeah. In fact, I'm connected to it now. Now my computer. If I go over here to my computer and do the command to bring up my list of notes here, or not list of my system tray, I find that, believe it or not, it works better with system access than it does with JAWS. Actually, it does. Okay, because JAWS isn't reading it at all. Let me switch screen readers here.
So you want to say I have a copy of the system access logger?
My computer's been giving me fits here today. Of course. Let's see how this works out.
Well, that sounds like system access.
Hello, I must have unsubscribed, but
what everybody's doing now is the web-based system access to go. I told you about.
Yeah, that's what this is interesting because I am a subscribed user, and for some reason
we'll take your word for it.
Okay, that's bizarre. Let's see if I can log on to my account.
Well, I wanted to ask about Wayfinder Access GPS solution, if you could just kind of compare it to the Trekker and the way that they work and amount of POIs and that sort of thing.
Well, I'll do one better. I'll bring Sendero's product into the loop here because I've got that on voice sets. Myself.
I had it on a Braille note.
Yeah, I love the Sendero product. It's an awesome product. But I don't always have my note taker with me. I always have my phone with me. Probably, how many points of interest do they have with the Adibrama?
Oh, gosh.
Like millions, right? Like between the U.S., all of Europe and all of the U.S., they've got 20 million points of interest. With Wayfinder Access, and they're adding to it all the time, which is a fraction of what they have with the Sendero product and Trekker. But the nice thing about Wayfinder is if it doesn't have the business and you know the address, it will have the address. So you can always just call the business and say, what is your address? And dial it up, and save it as a favorite, and then boom, you've got it.
Wow.
But like when I got to my hotel, all I have with me is my phone and the wayfinder, and I went looking around for restaurants, and I was able to find a Chinese restaurant that delivered, and that was cool. you know, and there was in a very highly, you know, next to the airport, all you see is the hotels over there. So I was able to see all the different hotels. And what's really cool is that once I find one, I just press key 2, and it gives me the option to either guide me there, whether it be on foot or a motor vehicle. I can save it as a favorite, or I can get information. A lot of times you get information, you get the telephone number for the establishment and so forth.
When you're walking down the street with this kind of wayfinder software and you're approaching a corner, an intersection, what does it tell you? How does it?
It'll actually tell you the distance from the corner that you are. It'll do it in increments, like 500 feet, 200 feet.
But as you're just walking along, does it tell you you're approaching the corner?
Yeah, it'll actually tell you that you're approaching the corner and that you're crossing in which direction if you wanted to tell you that. It's very similar to Trekker.
Does it? I was just going to say, does it name? That's what I do use, is Trekker.
Yeah.
Does it name all of the streets in an intersection that you approach?
Yes. And for some reason, with Trekker, I get better luck in my neighborhood with Wayfinder than I do with Trekker, because I'll be walking down a very major thoroughfare with Trekker. I did this last week, and it'll be saying on street with no name. It's like, what? You know, but Wayfinder recognizes it as Long Lake Road, which is a major thoroughfare. So, I don't know where they are with the maps, but they're not getting them from the same place, or they're not being implemented the same way. Yeah, and I can use the Wayfinder access in my N82 without even having a GPS receiver, because there's one on board the device. So again, I always have my cell phone with me. I don't always have Trekker. I don't always have VoiceSense with me. But I can tell you the difference. One nice thing about Trekker and the Sendero product is that you can actually do virtual walkarounds. They're not there yet with Wayfinder. Mm-hmm. You got to be going somewhere real. You got to be going somewhere in the maps.
That'd be good for a lot of people.
With Sendero's product, what I'll often do is when I come to a place like this, and I'll plug in the address and I'll just do a virtual walkaround. You can't do that with Wayfinder.
Could you explain to me that? You know, I was reading, and AT&T and T-Mobile, I think, are the only two that are actually carrying it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Which?
That are supporting their phone service.
You know what? If you call AT&T and T-Mobile about the N82, they'll say that they don't support the N82. They will tell you that they don't.
They don't even sell it.
And what they mean is they don't sell the N82. The N82 is an open, an unlocked GSM phone that will work on any GSM network.
What is that? What exactly is that? What does that mean?
There are two different networks in the United States. I mean, there are two different networks that cell phone subscribers subscribe to. And one's a CDMA network. That would be carriers such as Verizon and Sprint. And there's a GSM network. And it's really just a difference in... you know, they're different actual networks, different ways of conveying the signal.
Are they ever going to support both? Or?
I can tell you, in Europe, 90% if not more of the people in Europe use the GSM network because they're just really invested in it, and that's what they've been using for years. Here in the United States, there's been a real shift towards CDMA, but now it just seems to be going back to, you know, CDMA.
Yeah, well, Sprint's going to go away anyway, so.
Was that?
No, I don't care about Sprint.
Actually, I'm online right now with my laptop computer using the Sprint air card. I love it. You know, I just...
Use it while you can.
What's that?
Use it while you can.
Yeah, it's... Oh, really?
Why? Why
do you think it's going away?
Why do you think Sprint's going away?
I think.
Yep.
No.
I'm sure that I'll be able to use it with Verizon. Or
it can't go away. I've got a 2-year contract.
That's right.
I have a question. Have a capability from cell phone to internet, phone by internet. Does that have that capability?
Yes. In fact, I have a little program on my phone called Gizmo. which is a voice over IP application. I say, so people think, well, why do you want a VoIP on your cell phone?
Oh,
because I can call Germany and do computer to computer phone calls, and it doesn't cost me a penny. If you ever wonder what a keystroke is, what is the help key on the computer?
F1.
So I press the number 1 in this case.
Enter in help mode. Press any key for help contact key. To exit, press the help key again.
So you got your basically your help mode.
It's okay, kind of like keyboard
robot.
So now I can press keys and it'll just tell me what it does without doing it.
Take a new picture. Pause or resume reading. Save files.
What?
Save files.
Create new document. Text navigation settings. Audio settings. Screen settings.
Okay, so you get the point. And I can just get out of there by either pressing star, because star backs me out of everything, or pressing number 1 again.
Exiting help mode.
Okay. You can actually customize this to a really significant degree. You can have it as basic or as complex as you want. And believe me, there are applications on this phone that I probably will never even...
What application open. Do you use to read books in there?
What I was going to ask if there was a Daisy reader for the Symbian phones or Audible support.
Audible, I have Audible on this phone.
What about for real books? You know, for regular textbooks.
It's coming with a code doctor.
What if you had a file that you wanted to read?
Menu window. Contacts.
Audio text file to read.
P1.
Yeah.
Options.
Well, books, they're MP3, right?
No. I mean, the regular textbook, not an MP3 file.
Oh, a textbook. Yeah.
Like something that was in TXT format or Word.
Yeah, it's not there yet. I wouldn't use my phone to read a TXT. Not this phone to read a book from cover to cover unless it was in Braille, really. Because navigation it'd just be too cumbersome, I think, right now. But Code Factory has come out with a Daisy reader for both the Windows Mobile smartphone and Windows Mobile Pocket PC versions. And actually, their first Daisy player was for Symbian 8, so you know that they're due to release something for Symbian 9. And when that happens, that'll be a good thing. Then you can comfortably read things. There's a company out of Boston called ABIC, and they have a product. Actually, they've had a product called ZoomX for a couple of years, and then it was initially intended for the low vision market for magnification, you know, OCR. But there's been since that we blind people got so jealous about the speed with which this thing scans. The remarkable speed with which it processes the image and starts reading back. But they actually came out with a blindness version called EyePal. That's UIE-PAL. It's only a matter of time before Apple sues them for, you know, they have an EyePal too. I'm telling you, I think what I would like to do is probably do an audio presentation and show you that oftentimes when you scan your typical 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, the reading back will happen even before the sound of the flash ends.
Is this mobile?
It is it connects to a laptop computer.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it weighs a pound.
Wow. It's just a little scanner.
It's a little camera that sits on the stand, so the nice thing about it is always at the right height.
What's the price for this?
The EyePal is at $19.95, I believe, right now. So kind of spendy, but man, I'm telling you, for those of you who, you know, remember the day where you just sat and it's just like,
yep.
You sat and sat and sat and sat and went, I just want to read this.
Oh, man.
You know, this thing will snap an image and it's reading like right now. I kid you not. I mean, Vista doesn't do as great of a job. It does pretty. You might have to wait for 7 seconds with Vista, but it does an okay job with Vista. But with XP, it just rocks. I mean, you just plug it in, and like I said, a lot of times it's reading by the time the sound of the flash is ended. So it's ultra fast. It actually has HandyTech Braille display. We all know some Braille displays, and ours were the first to be supported by this product. So after you flash an image and start reading out loud, you can actually start pressing the pan keys on the Braille display and reading what you just took a picture of in Braille. So that's really nice. And of course, that works with the Freedom Scientific and the HumanWare displays as well. So that is a very interesting product that I think that I don't know. Boy, it's not mobile though. I mean, it's you got to carry it around with a laptop computer. But the nice thing that iPal has going for it too is that you can actually take put it in auto scan mode. And you know how like Kurzweil and Open Book, they'll wait for like 5 seconds and then take the picture? This waits till you're done moving. So it waits for the motion to stop under the camera, takes the picture, you turn the page, waits for the motion to stop under the camera, takes the next page, and you can actually scan 2 pages at a time that way. You can scan a 100-page book in about 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
We have probably, about 30 minutes maybe left, or about that? I don't know when y'all have trips scheduled.
What's that?
I was saying I didn't know when people had trips scheduled out.